time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McPadden, Jennifer Horn. We bring you the news of the day, some of the news, not all news, some of the news, and talk about things that affect you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is going to join us in a few minutes with some important medical news. Right now, though, a lot of people today are talking about the Solar-Terrestrial Relations Observatory and what it has observed. What it has observed is a space storm or a sunspot or whatever. It has two impacts, one of them good, one of them bad. I guess it depends on, for example, your cell phone today, maybe the transmission of this radio program.
Your GPS.
GPS may not work because of these severe geomagnetic storms, worst in 5 years. These things typically happen every 10 or 11 years. It's not like this is the first time this ever happened. And, of course, we all know it's caused by global warming.
Of course. So,
how rumors get started. Stop it.
I mean, there's always some kind of solar storm going on. We just had one a few months ago, but this
Let's
one's a big...
Let's get scared. Let's be afraid. It's terrible. It's going to get us.
I'm trying to figure out where the northern lights will be able to be seen.
Well, Richie, you have to find that switch in your house.
I don't have a switch in my
closet.
House.
It's over in the closet.
Is that where it is?
Got to go over to the closet.
These things are
traveling 1,300 miles per second. Can you even imagine that? Something traveling 1,300 miles a second. That's what?
That's fast.
When you think about the speed of light, which is 186,000 feet per second, isn't it? Or is it miles? I don't even remember now.
So
science class, but it's this fast anyway.
Apparently, it's like a bubble growing out of the sun, like a giant soap bubble.
Yeah, right, exactly. And like then, those bubbles that were on the pictures of my back yesterday on the website.
Yes, exactly.
Bring that up again.
The burning.
Notice we took those down in your honor, though.
But when the particles hit, when it strikes what? The particles?
Atmosphere.
The atmosphere, I guess. They're doing, 4 million miles per hour.
And then the Aurora Borealis and that ilk. If you're down, my friend Ellen Ratner is in the Antarctic. And I got an email from her this morning because I'd ask her a question. She said, I'm in the Antarctic. She said,
Ellen. Of course.
You know why she's there?
Well,
penguins.
Part of it, but penguins as well. Yeah, right. Yeah.
She's cuckoo for penguins.
She's cuckoo, period.
Yeah.
At any rate, she's a very interesting character. Been around her a long time. So, anyway, the good is that the lights in the sky are beautiful if you can get to see them. If you're up in Alaska, have you seen them? If you have, call us at 800-510-8255 and describe them for us. That'd be very cool. And then, again, understand that technology is going to be interrupted by any number of things, and it could be that today, especially during the morning hours, this kind of stuff will bother the northern hemisphere. Won't bother the southern hemisphere. If it were a different time of the year, because of the twist on the Earth's axis, it would it would bother the southern hemisphere. But because of the way things are tilting now, and this is part of the way the Earth turns. And that brings me on to something else. The God particle. How many of you have been following? It's for some religionists, it's a real problem because they don't want to admit that the Earth wasn't created in 6 days and on the seventh God rested. That's stuff that we learn from reading the Bible. And so when this stuff comes up, these people go nuts. They go crazy because it is blasphemy to think that the world came together as a result of what we are, according to them, incorrectly calling the God particle. But when you understand, at least my reference to God is all about infinite intelligence. And, you know, I was talking earlier this week about the I Am proposition that's been put forth by Wayne Dyer and how you as a representative of God, and some, I guess, think that's blasphemous as well. I don't understand why you would think that, though. Because, I mean, why would God not want to have us present? I'm sorry. Some of him or her or whatever that energy is present in all of the beings that are on the planet. Every single living thing has a piece of God in it. God is what allows us to have life.
God is everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's flattering, frankly. I kind of take it that way.
800. That is so funny. I think it's flattering to God. You're so handsome, God.
Yes, right. I like your hair.
Look at you this morning. You look good.
Hey, nice job on your teeth there. Christina, you've seen the aurora?
The weird thing is I saw it over Lake Erie.
Did you?
Huh.
Yes. And I thought it was aliens.
You thought it was aliens.
And I wonder, it was over 20 years ago, and I'm wondering if it was a similar storm.
They have, most of what you see would be the so-called Northern Lights and enhanced. But I think there have been, I remember, actually now that you mention it, I remember when I was at Heidelberg as a student, we had the wintertime, it's always so gray and dark there. And I remember one night, it was very clear, and we saw all kinds of lights and didn't know. I mean, there was a UFO rumor that floated around.
I saw one when I was a kid on Christmas Day. I was delivering newspapers at 5 in the morning, and it was pitch dark, and the whole sky just lit up for like 30, 40 seconds. And let me tell you something. It will scare you to death if you don't know what it is.
It's scary
stuff. Well, I'm wondering if this storm will create that.
The solar storm today?
Yes.
Somewhere I will.
Maybe.
Probably not in Mount Vernon,
not
Ohio.
Not where you are, though. No. All right, Christina, thank you for joining us. Nice to hear from you.
Have a great day.
And you as well. 800-510-8255 to contribute to your great day. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us with some news about fruits and veggies right after this on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up, your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you. Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring and then some. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like 3 for $18 on Champion tees and shorts for men and tees and tanks for women. That's right, just $6 each. Then run to the shoe department and save $20 on New Balance 310 running shoes at just $39.99. Whether your family needs to complete their workout wardrobe with shoes or apparel, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3-4 through 310 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day. He's our medical expert following the news, the important news from the world of health and medicine. For example, a study on fruits and veggies, which is good news for those of us who like fruits and veggies, Ken.
Doug, great news. This is out of the PLOS One journal this week, that eating more fruits and vegetables adds more red and yellow tones to your skin. And this happens within only 6 weeks. So eating more produce is an all-natural way to make your skin look more attractive. These plant-based pigments just seem to affect our skin tone.
So Snooki must eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, right?
Drinking lots of beer and wine puts red tones in your skin, too.
All right. You know what I'm wondering is, I listened to you, Ken. You've heard the story this week about the this pink slime meat that has been purchased by the USDA to feed to children in the lunch program. You got to wonder what that does to one's attractiveness quotient.
I stuff try like not to think about it.
Okay. Overeating may have consequences for your brain. This is just something. This is a theory that's coming out now and been around for the last couple, 3 months, right?
It's going to be reported at the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting coming up that people 70 and older, Doug, who eat between 2,100 and 6,000 calories a day, they may actually double the risk for memory impairment, which can be an early sign of Alzheimer's disease. This excessive daily caloric consumption may not be brain health friendly. Why overeating affects the brain is not clear, but excessive caloric intake, Doug, may lead to oxidative damage. This is like rusting out the brain, leading to structural changes in the brain.
Well, doesn't that, it's the bad fats getting into your brain versus the good fats that you want. You want omega-3s, but you don't want just the fat that comes out of eating a hamburger. That's bad stuff for all your whole body, right?
That's going to rust it all out.
Right. Here's a story about something that will help you if you have Alzheimer's in your family. This is looks like it might be good news for those who are worried about Alzheimer's.
Good news from your neighborhood. The New England Journal of Medicine this week, Alzheimer's disease patients, Doug, who are taking Aricept, this is a commonly prescribed drug for Alzheimer's, can still benefit from it after they progress to the moderate to severe illness. We usually give Aricept for a mild disease. And when it,
mild Alzheimer's?
Yes, but when it progresses to this moderate to severe form, it can be tough to tell whether the drug is doing any good. The study of Aricept also found some benefit if patients were switched to another frequently used drug called Namenda, but it found that combining the two drugs, which is often done, was not significantly more effective than using Aricept alone. So here's some hope for treatment.
All right, so this is kind of an interesting, we tie these two things together, diet, diet, diet. If you want to protect yourself as much as possible from these sorts of problems, you keep fat to a minimum in your diet, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The bad fats.
Yeah, the bad fats, exactly. And you got to understand the difference between the two, for sure. Here's some interesting news for women who may be worried about getting MS.
Annette Funicello, we all remember from The Musketeers.
Yeah.
This is out of the medical journal Neurology. Pregnancy appears to play a strong role, Doug, in whether or not a woman may develop the autoimmune disease multiple sclerosis. Women with at least one child, this is amazing, have about half the risk of an early multiple sclerosis symptoms compared to women without children, and that risk appeared to drop with each additional child.
Wow. That's pretty interesting. Now, last week we were talking a lot. Jennifer brought to our attention the amount of lead that was in some of the lipstick products and makeup products. Here's something else you need to know.
More from your favorite FDA than some illegal skin creams. Doug, beauty and antiseptic soaps from abroad may contain mercury. The products marketed as skin lighteners and anti-aging treatments that remove age spots, freckles, blemishes, and wrinkles. They were manufactured abroad and sold illegal in America. If you have a product that matches these descriptions, please stop using it immediately. Take more fruits and vegetables.
Do we have a name? Or do we have a product name? A brand?
The FDA has a list of all these names at their website.
But they don't have anything about lead in lipstick.
That's the story from last week. That's a separate story. And there is a list.
I'm saying there.
It's the more expensive lipstick.
Here's what I'm thinking. In my cynical mind, I'm thinking that the reason this has come up is because the big companies that are making all this makeup want to make these people look bad and themselves look good, so they steer, you know how I'm thinking.
Sounds like it's possible.
Well, it is possible. The FDA is in cahoots with all kinds of corporate
entities. I wouldn't put it past anyone.
No, right. All right, so there's a lot of good, helpful information, hopefully. You can put in your head and do what you do with things in your head. Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day.
I'm David Travers, head of operations at Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. For more than 25 years, March for Babies has given us the opportunity to support families in our communities. Take steps to help women have healthy pregnancies across the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Coming up, the top five songs from 1975 here on Good Day.
Ooh, I love this.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Let's get to a review of the top five songs from this week in 1975, and here's how you benefit from us playing these songs. We're going to ask you to listen carefully and identify. We do this once a month or so. Find a good group of five songs from a year that most of us are familiar with, and if you ID them and feel like calling us at 800-510-8255. I mean, after all, if you're going to go to the trouble of identifying, then you ought to be able to take a shot at getting a swell prize. Dial us at 800-510-TALK. As we listen to these, we're going to play snippets from all of these songs, from number 5 to number 1. Your job is to listen, identify the artist and the name of the song, and do it in order from number 5 to number 1. So what we're playing in the background here is the number 5 song from this week in 1975. What's the name of this group? And what this song is called is obviously important to the discussion as well. All right, Richie. Next is number 4. Heavy lifting involved in this. One of the greatest musicals I've ever seen. Group. Well, my gosh,
it's really good. I want to go see it again.
Number 4, artist and song, please. Number 3, another good one. These guys were choked out most of the time, but they really did. I know, like, that was pretty impressive, Richie.
They felt the music, man.
Yeah, they did. All right, so what's the name of this group? What's the name of this song? Get to number 2 now. Pop music at its best. Who's this lady and what's the song? Again, we're going through the top 5 from 1975. This is number 2. To be obviously followed by the biggest song during this week in 1975.
I will be seeing these guys at Jazz Fest.
All right, so this is a pretty good week, right? Do you like this?
Great week. Wow. Great week.
All right, let's go through them again quickly. Then you call us at 800-510-8255 for the prize to identify in order these songs. Number 5 first in review. Number 4 from this week in 75. Number 3. Number 2. And number 1. I had every album these guys ever made.
Yep.
And just It's one of those groups you couldn't get enough of. Even though I was a disc jockey,
I wanted to stay at the hotel that they named one of their albums after, but you told me it was a dump, so I didn't.
Well, it wasn't
and I
that
wish
bad.
I would have.
Yeah, no, it's not that bad. It just isn't full
now
of the amenities of the hotel.
Like,
and believe it or not,
right,
for a place that's just it's kind of spendy.
Oh, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive. You don't get much. 800-510-8255. All right, let's get to work on those songs. Meanwhile, yesterday, Jennifer, a hearing was held in Washington on...
Children's Internet Privacy Act is what
right.
it is.
Online privacy, so...
Right, and what they're looking to do, what this bill is proposing, is that kids will not be able to be tracked online or on cell phones, so their searches won't be safe.
This would be... for predators who might be chasing kids around. That's why they're doing this, right?
Yeah, and also for people not to take advantage, big companies to take advantage of what kids are looking at. It's called the Do Not Track Kids Act. It would also allow parents to have an eraser button, which would let them remove information on their child that already might be circulating around the web.
What would happen if your parent wanted to know where you were, though, using this tool?
Well, apparently, if you can use the eraser button, you can probably see a list of where your kid has been, I would imagine.
After the fact.
Right, right.
Okay. All right. Maybe a little more on that coming up in the next half hour. 28 after on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Can I finish this email for a second?
Who are you sending the email to? It depends.
President Huntington of Heidelberg. Last night.
Anytime you email a president, gathering. It's okay.
We had a gathering of Heidelberg grads here in Los Angeles last night over at the Grill at Hollywood and Vine. These guys.
How many grads are there in L.A., by the way?
We have, I don't know, probably 100 or so in Southern California who are around. A number. We went to one of the places you recommend, as a matter of fact, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah? Where did you go?
I went to the Grill over at the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, Hollywood and Highland.
Hollywood and Highland, I mean, yeah.
I
haven't been up there. You know, it's very interesting, and there's a good lesson in life here with this, how facades sometimes don't tell you what's really behind them. That's deep, Doug. Wow. But really, you look at some of the stuff up and down Hollywood Sunset, same way, sort of, but more Hollywood. And what's behind what you see is not often what you think is there. In this particular instance, there's this humongous mall off of the street, and you can't tell that from looking at it the street.
It's huge inside.
It really is. Nuts. It's huge. It reminded me of the little tucked away. I was emailing back and forth to Mary Lynn Weisskopf from 24 fame yesterday. And one of the things I was remembering, she and I and her husband were walking around this mall in Jerusalem. And as I walked into the mall last night to go to have dinner with these folks, I was thinking I had been transported to Jerusalem. It made me feel the same. This thing is built into the back of a hill. And the structure around it. Is very daunting, and it's quite new. I don't remember being up in there. I don't know how long it's been there, but I don't remember being in there.
It's been there about 5 years, I'd
Has
say.
It? Yeah. I haven't really walked down that street, actually, for quite a while. Driven down it hundreds of times. For those of you who are trying to get a perspective on what we're talking about, it is where the Academy Awards take place, on that
block. Yeah, the Kodak Theater is
right. The no-name theater
That's
now.
That's right, the no-name.
Because, you know, they've gone bankrupt.
The theater formerly known as Kodak, how's that?
Now, I find it interesting that in like they're bankrupt, and so they pulled their name off of that theater. But American Airlines is bankrupt. And where was
they
I?
Have
the American Airlines Arena and Theater or something. Where the heck was I this past week that I came across? Maybe it was New York City, an American Airlines something or other. And I thought, okay, that's strange. Kodak's name is off of the theater, but yet their name shows up on all of these things. There's a big, isn't it in Miami, the American Airlines Arena down there where they play football and basketball and stuff? Isn't there an arena?
I don't know where it is. I know there is one, though. I just don't know who plays there.
These are the times I missed having Maria around. Yeah. Maria Bailey. Where the heck is she, Richie?
She is fishing this weekend and getting ready to go to Thailand on Monday.
Good for her.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go back to where we were a moment or two ago. If you're just joining us, we have profiled the top five songs from this week in 1975 for your listening and dancing pleasure, sort of today's version of LSD, laughing, singing, and dancing. So we'll go through one more time, give you a chance to think about them, then we'll get a person on who would like to win the prize to identify these songs. All you got to do is listen. Quick snippets from number five to number one. Here's number five.
My baby, she's all right.
All right, so that's number five from this week at 75. Here's number four. Here's number three. Here's number two. And here's number one. Week at 75. Is that Glenn Frey? Or is that, what's the name over here? I can't remember.
That's Glenn Frey singing lead with Henley and Timothy.
I can't remember if Henley or Frey during the lead.
They swapped it up, mostly
yeah.
Henley.
Friday 2 before the hour. If you know what those songs are, you'd like to win a swell prize. It's your turn to give us a buzz. 800-510-8255. We'll identify the songs in just a moment here on Good Day.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the riboflavin.
Cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
For my baby, she's all right. For my baby, clean out of sight.
Get to it.
You know that
Here's Robert, otherwise known as James. He used different names just to sort of trick us, Robert. Is that the deal we
do? You work for the FBI, Robert?
Yeah.
Hi.
Are you undercover?
Yeah. Sounds like you might be undercover.
I thought he said James, but I'm kind of mobile right now, and I go, well, maybe you're talking to someone else.
This is going to work well.
Are you in a helicopter?
No.
This doesn't work. Hold on a minute. Let's see if we can make this better. Or, Richie, you can find
translate
us,
the answers, maybe.
Somebody else. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see if we can work on it.
All right, let's see if Debbie knows the answers here.
You want to try Debbie?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Debbie, hi. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
We're well, all of us here. Where are you?
I'm in Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz. That's, let's see, there are two radio stations, KMNY and KSCO. Am I right?
Yes.
How's my memory? Pretty good, huh?
You're very good.
All right. Good to have you on board. Tell us from number five to number one, what's at number five from this week in 1975?
Some Kind of Wonderful.
Yeah. Who's that singing?
Is it Grand Funk Railroad?
It is. Yeah, it sure is. Yep, yep, yep. What's this? Number four. Who is this?
My Eyes Adored You, Frankie Valli.
Number three from this week in 75. What's this?
Blackwater, Doobie Brothers.
Number two from this week in 75.
Have You Never Been Mellow, Olivia Newton-John.
You feel good about yourself right now, don't you?
She's confident. She's strong. Finish strong.
All right, what's this? Number one.
Best of My Love, The Eagles.
Yes, ma'am. You've done a nice job. So tell us what you remember about your life when these songs were big. What was going on in your life?
I was a new mom and having a great time. Just, it was a good time. I wish I could go back.
Really?
Yeah.
So what? Why? What's going on in your life now?
I'm lots older.
Well, you're somewhat older. You're not older. You're experienced.
Thank you. Thank you.
Experience.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. But life is good.
Yeah, good for you.
Good.
Have you heard about this controversy, the so-called Coney film, K-O-N-Y film. Have you heard about that?
Coney 2012.
No. Is that what
no,
it is?
I haven't.
Okay.
No.
We're going to tell you the story in just a second. Why don't you hold on? Richie's going to take care of you. Michael, or somebody's going to help you with a nice prize. I want to spend some time on this. Roberta actually brought this to our attention, and then realizing that so many people have downloaded, like 21 million times.
This week alone.
Right. So the
it's
story,
a huge thing all over Twitter, trending like crazy.
Well, this is the kind of stuff that you think used to go on, or this would be an episode of 24 in Sangala.
Exactly.
You don't really think these things go on, mm-hmm. but in fact, apparently, this is a video of something put together by these BBC reporters, I think, aren't they?
No, they're American. They're out of LA.
American mm-hmm. reporters. All right. So
filmmakers, actually, not really reporters.
Right. They do a half-hour piece on this guy who is some sort of Ugandan warlord who captures children. And, by the way, it's called Invisible Children. The Children in Uganda.
That's the charity. The charity that made the film up to try and bring attention to this.
All right. So the film is called Coney 2012.
Right.
Produced by Polly Curtis and John Vidal, yep, K-O-N-Y. Yeah, I thought it was a university in New York when I first saw it.
That's C-C-N-Y.
K-O-N-Y.
Anyway, so I'm looking at all the, I've gone actually to the Twitter account here, Richie, of these two people,
mm-hmm.
and what comments are coming from folks who have seen this. Apparently, he and his army have abducted 60,000 children, and they put them together, they kill each other.
They kill their families.
Kill their families.
Yeah. What in the name? In 2012.
The girls are forced into sexual slavery.
How do these things exist? And how do we not? If we're chasing the Afghanistanis and the Iraqis around, how come we're not over chasing this guy around? If we're going to stick our nose into
Obama
someone,
sent,
stick our nose into
we sent 100 troops over there earlier this year to try and help fight them, but I don't know what's going on with that, actually.
What is there to fight? You go find them and you kill them. How do these people have a justification for living when they're doing this sort of stuff? Does that sound harsh coming
from
me?
He's got a strong, powerful force.
It's just like, you know, let's just go in and kill Saddam Hussein, or, you know, let's go in and kill the Viet Cong. It's about the same type of thing, Doug.
Yeah.
These people fight a warfare and an underground way of doing things that simply goes outside the realm of normal warfare.
Regular war. And he disappears. I mean, people don't know exactly where he is all the time. You know, he's kind of like Osama bin Laden, always in some location being protected.
Or Idi Amin. Remember Idi Amin in Uganda?
Yeah. I just find this so, I mean, this is so disruptive to having a good day. Sorry. It's a reality that we ought to be talking about.
Yeah.
But,
Oof. It's good that the consciousness is being raised, and I know teenagers like my daughter went crazy and said, you have to watch this video, Mom. You have to watch
but
it.
But apparently there's a little bit of misconception here. Apparently Kony's not even in Uganda anymore, and his troops are only down in the hundreds. Apparently he's working out of the South Sudan now. Mm-hmm. So... You know, and my sister-in-law just posted something about this. Don't be fooled by this because there's some bad facts in here and people are giving money left and right. Get your facts straight before you decide to give.
So here's something, Richie, from one of these blogs that I'm looking at that apparently this is a leak from WikiLeaks. It goes back to 2010 when the U.S. sent in troops to support the Ugandan army that you were just talking about, right? Send in troops. Obama said send in troops.
Right.
Apparently, they knew where he was. He's been accused of all kinds of war crimes. But they haven't engaged. They know where he is, according to this anyway. And the WikiLeaks people identified where he was and what was going on. And they haven't done anything. They're just there. And that's troubling. Why would we send... People, the U.S., this fellow accused the U.S. of turning a blind eye and, in a sense, sanctioning war crimes. Now, I don't know whether you make that argument or you don't make the argument, but it just seems to me, with what we have, the scope of what we have for weaponry, we ought to be able, this is a two-bit chump who maybe is elusive, but is he as elusive as the Afghanistan? I mean, we had how many troops over in Afghanistan chasing the Taliban around? Why can't we send a few thousand troops to chase this guy around and save these children?
Because Kony is not putting terrorists on airplanes and bombing buildings in New York and driving them into buildings in New York.
We haven't had that.
That would be,
it's not impacting oil prices.
Right, and it's not impacting.
Thank you.
Right, well, there's no oil in Afghanistan, but the big problem is that nothing that happens down here
they wanted to do across Afghanistan.
Right, but nothing that happens in Uganda really affects the United States. That's kind of the quote unquote
philosophy. Okay. So you can argue that until the cows come home.
Yeah, I mean sure there's thousands of people dying, but
troubling. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Osama bin Laden's house is being torn down.
Done. It's gone.
Yeah, did you see it? The pictures?
And so they found a lot of stuff out apparently about his wives. And one of the suspicions is that one of his wives, at least, was very unhappy. And she was feeding information to people who may have been giving information to us about his whereabouts. His wives were really angry at him. On the top floor of this house they just tore down, he shared his bedrooms with all of his wives. He had the youngest wife in one, and then the oldest wife in another one. And the oldest wife would come into the bedroom where the youngest wife was and push her out so she could be in there with him. Apparently, they had fist fights in this villa all the time. The women were fighting about who was going to sleep, which of the wives.
Imagine living like that, fighting over that scumbag. Ew.
Oh, my God.
Gosh. Oh. I'm telling you, men, always remember the woman's the one that will take you down.
Unbelievable. Just the thought of that. There were three women living in the same house with him, married to him.
He had more than three wives, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but there were three in this house with him.
The lucky ones that got to live there.
10 minutes for the hour and good day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Thank you. Time passes. 10 minutes before the 9 before the hour. Good day.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Washboard.
Fingers bleed to complain there was no need. She'd smile in mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear.
Something charming about this, though.
Yeah, it's cute.
But in the wintertime, we'd all get a brand new pair.
And for the payoff regime.
Roots music and how folksy it was.
Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter.
Coal Miner's Daughter by Loretta Lynn from the movie of the same name, number one during this week in 1980. Reviewing some of the movie music gets us into movie news. Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments, in fact, with a movie that was number one during this week in 1997 as our contest audio today. Listen carefully. The reason we're playing this is because it celebrates the arrival of the star of the show into a new television role. That should help you out a little bit. 800-510-TALK. If you've never won before in Movie Moments and you get the name of this movie, help yourself. We'll give you a swell prize. Here we go with audio number one.
You know, when I look back on this moment in my life, I really wanted it to work. I wanted this to be the biggest moment in the history of entertainment. I'm not kidding.
I know this.
You think you know that, but that voice
I know
sounds this. Like another actor that's older than he is.
I know that line.
Yeah, of course you do. Chuck, you know this movie, right?
I know it. Yeah, it's quite a good movie.
Yeah, next clip, Richie. Yeah.
I know I shouldn't be interrupting in the middle of a song, but I got to tell you something. I know a lot of you out there really love this music, but I just don't get it. Explain it to me.
Oh, man, what is this?
800-510-2255.
You know it.
I know it.
You totally know it.
And I just gave a good hint, Jennifer, don't you think?
You sure did.
I just can't remember it.
Last clip.
It's a good help.
So occasionally I make a fool of myself in public, and the FCC wants me off the air, and every fundamentalist group in this country hates my guts.
He sounds just like Alan Alda.
Yeah. Most of the things
he does sound like Alan Alda.
So nuts.
Hey, right. Somebody's going to call and say this is Rush Limbaugh. 800-510-8255. What's the name of this movie? The one and only in many different respects. Chucker's got movie news for us in just a moment on Good Day.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Africa's Victoria Falls are every bit as monumental and magnificent as you imagine. Their noise greater than a million migrating wildebeests. Their mists visible from miles away. The falls, forming the natural border between Zambia and Zimbabwe, are a mile wide, spanning the breadth of the mighty Zambezi River. At dawn and dusk, the sky, water, and mist take on hues of pink and orange. You can also travel by boat to Livingston Island, a big chunk of land that splits the falls in two and comes with a view and sound effects you won't soon forget. A bridge connecting Zambia and Zimbabwe is also a stage for adrenaline-pumping bungee jumping over the Zambezi, where downriver whitewater rafting is some of the most exciting in the world.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at Trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Free! It's all free! Okay, Trucker, what's in the movie news box today?
All right, Doug, you may not like this, but we spoke about him the other day. Dwayne The Rock Johnson officially announcing there'll be a sequel to Journey 2, which has done about $80 million at the box office. I didn't get a chance to see it. I know
it's horrible. It's just
like it.
Michael Caine's embarrassing. Michael Caine.
Really?
The acting is horrible. That's all. It's just, I like The Rock.
Is Dwayne Johnson bad, too?
They're all bad. They
really?
Are just, they have no passion. There's
he's
no chemistry.
He's such a great guy, though.
He's
I mean,
not, he's,
one
it's
of my
not
favorite
about that.
Guests we've ever had on
he's
the show.
He's a very good guy. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you that the acting in the movie is awful.
Yeah.
That's all.
You know, but I'll say one thing. I'd rather see live-action movies geared to kids do well at the box office than all these animated films. Like The Lorax, which made $70 million in its opening weekend. Yeah. Some other news out on DVD and Blu-ray this week. Footloose, one of the better remakes that I've seen. I think equally as good as the original. Also, Adam Sandler's Jack and Jill. When you watch this movie, you'll think one thing. Is Al Pacino really the same guy who did Godfather 1 and 2 and Dog Day Afternoon? I think not. And Paramount Pictures announcing a new project, Boy Scouts vs. Zombies. About the
oh, my God.
Zombies in a small town.
Boy Scouts versus Zombies.
Yeah. Life doesn't get any better.
Of course not. Abraham Lincoln, vampire killer. All right, so nobody got the right answer to
Stumper.
This.
Everybody had the wrong answer.
Private Parts with...
Howie, baby. Howie.